Gita Prabodhini, Chapter 9, Verse 34.
Man manabhava madhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishasi yuktvaiva matmanam matparayana आत्मानं मत्परायणः। ॐ तत्सत् श्रीमद्भगवद्गीता सूपनिषत्सु ब्रह्मविद्यायां योगशास्त्रे श्रीकृष्णार्जुन संवादे राजविद्या राजगुह्ययोगो नाम नमः।
Become my devotee. Become one whose mind is fixed in me. Become a worshipper of me and bow down to me. Having thus united your whole self with me, engrossed completely in me, you will attain me. Comments. The message in this shloka, verse, about changing the direction of our ego is most important. A devotee transforms his ego by accepting, I am only God's, and by developing an intimate relation between his entire being, self, and God. Therefore, he does not need to sacrifice the relation with the world, but it automatically on its own leaves him. This is because caste, race, stage in life, abilities, rights, duties, qualities, etc. are all newcomers, whereas relationship of the self and God is not new. Rather, it is constant, eternal and self-evident by one's own self. Thus reciting Om Tat Sat, the names of the Lord, in the Upanishads of the glorious Bhagavad Gita, in the science of the eternal, the supreme, in the scripture of yoga, in the dialogue between Shri Krishna and Arjun, the ninth discourse ends, entitled The Yoga of Sovereign Science and Sovereign Secret, from Gita Prabodhini by Swami Ramsukhdasji.